League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's overcast outside, sunshine and rainbows inside as the Big Three is back at it again. It is Nick, Barry, and Joel, The Usual Suspects, till 4 on ESPN 97.5. What's up?
What's up?
What up?
Everybody good?
All good here.
Fantastic.
All right.
Super excited to read all these sweet-ass texts we're going to get. All the love.
You've been
salty.
A little salty and very focused on animosity toward them, the text messages. Normally, you're you guys are the ones coaching me down off the ledge and saying, don't pay so much attention to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to pretend like it bothers me, I think, more than it does. Most of the time, I'm like, meh, whatever.
It bothers me.
It does?
I'm done with it. Lately, it's been bothering me, man. I'm like, man, these
I remember when we first started, Nick would be like, did I get any hate? Like, he'd be like, yeah, they hate me. And now he's like, what? Why do they hate me? They hate me. Maybe because you diss a whole area code?
No.
That might have something to do with it?
You, just a skosh of a chance.
That's the narrative you guys keep bringing back up, but that's not the case.
Oh, that's not?
No.
But it's brought up because you were the initial guy to bring it up.
Maybe.
That's true. You can't talk crap about a city and an area code and expect it to just not have no consequences and repercussions, you know?
We're good. I think we're
it's
past
like,
that.
Okay, never mind. I was going to get myself in trouble right there. I can say it's like talking about fat girls. They're going to come back at you with a vengeance, but then I said it anyway, so
it's
whatever.
When you've been filtered to say that before, fat girls.
I know, right?
You've always said fat girls.
Yes, but I mean, you think about that. That's half of the prerequisite to get you out of a slump.
Yeah.
Right?
Half of it. The other half is the race factor. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I got to say, I wore the yellow shirt. This is the one, and I forgot that this even came up, but remember, like, I guess last week or the week before, someone had mentioned the yellow shirt. Mm-hmm. So I wore it, and then every time I see it in my closet, I'm thinking about, I guess something happened, and I don't even remember what, but you making fun of this shirt. But I went to, you know, because I try to match my outfits, not like Joel, not like crazy Joel, where everything matches. But I try to coordinate, you know, the mushroom belt with the mushroom jacket.
Yep.
But I had some. I thought I had some yellow socks to go with this shirt. Some yellow and black striped socks. I'm wearing black jeans. I thought, where's my yellow and black striped socks? And then I remembered, I sold them to a homeless man for $1.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
It was those socks. I was so pissed because I was like, man, I really wish I had those socks.
Those are some really nice socks, too.
You sold your socks to a homeless man.
For $1.
Why?
Why not? He needed socks. This is when Nick and I, it was the super week of Super Bowl, and this is when Nick and I went out and about with his video camera talking to people. And the video's on YouTube. It's like you could go to...
on Facebook, YouTube.
Yeah, you can go to my Facebook. You can go to... Yeah, either search Barry is Funny on Facebook or go to barryisfunny.com. It's on there. But yeah, basically Nick and I were walking around video and we see these two dudes and they're like, man, we just walked from Florida. And then they say they cut through like Canada or something like that. They didn't know what they were doing. But this dude was like, man, my dogs are barking. I need some socks. Can I have your socks? I was like, dude, I'm not giving you my socks. What are you going to give me? He's like, I'll give you $1. I was like, all right, come on. So,
okay.
And he was like, man, I bet you got some good uns. Like, he wouldn't say underwear. He said
uns. Yeah, he kept saying uns.
He's like, with socks like this, I know you got some good uns. He tried to buy my underwear. I was like, no, dude, you're not. I'm not selling you my underwear.
That's a bit much.
I was surprised you sold the socks.
I was like, going to say, daddy,
I thought he was going to, like, throw a curveball. Like, yeah, let me sell you your socks. And then you're going to do something else. But I'm like, no, he's seriously going to sell his socks right now.
I think it's better if it's his going the other way. If it was like getting someone else's socks, that's no can do.
No, I would never buy a homeless man's socks. There's
I don't think you'd
no
buy
way.
Anybody's socks
no.
for a dollar.
No, not
Nor
happening.
Nor would I, though.
Not happening. You shouldn't. That's gross.
Speaking of gross.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
That reminds me. I was going to bring this up
at
the time.
Oh, boy.
Okay? So, my car periodically, Nick, I don't know if yours does too, but periodically, I can't get to the speedometer right away. I get a note on instead of the speedometer showing the speed, it says, you know, maintenance needed. And until you take it into the damn dealership, you have to hit the display button a couple times to get rid of it. It's annoying. So I finally took it in. It was just for a 15,000-mile checkup. But I'm going to tell you something. The waiting rooms at these dealerships, what are people thinking? Right? So it's Saturday. So they're like, it's popcorn Saturday. And they give you popcorn. And they've got like their own version of Starbucks in there. And they got all these people are just pigging out and these big recliners and a flat screen TV. Dude gets a recliner with a coffee table, like a little coffee table, puts his headphones in, starts watching his iPad, falls asleep, was wearing sandals. The bare feet are up on the table.
Oh.
And he is sawing logs.
That's gross.
I'm like, I walked by like two or three times just going, are you serious? Pretending whether he could hear me or not. He should have been able to hear me. Did not wake up. Did not move. And then two seats from him is a dude wearing a medium dry fit, creeping upward. And obviously a pair of medium shorts for an extra large body. With no undergarments, because every time he'd get up from the recliner to see if his car was ready, there was literally about a 4-inch crack showing.
Ugh.
And I'm going, and then he'd go back and sit down again and press that up against the chair. I'm like, where's the little lady from like at the gym that's going to be cleaning up all, you know, at least spraying this stuff down, going, this is worse than a gym, and it's the waiting room at a dealership.
Yeah, that doesn't sound nice.
That doesn't sound clean at all.
Oh, I just wanted to get the hell out of it.
I would have gone outside.
I went 100% Barry on it. I was like, I want out. I want my car done. I'm not going to sit there much longer because this is getting worse by the minute.
Well, you're going to have to keep going back to that spot because you get like free service for like the first 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, and I was thinking about it because then I came out and the guy was like, you want the complimentary wash too? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So I come back
out. For this guy.
And I come back
watch
out.
That guy. Nasty
we're going over everything in the car. And all of a sudden I look and I go, bro, didn't wash it. And he's like, oh, yeah. You want to go back inside and wait? And I went, no, I'll wait right here. How long is it going to take? He's like, I'll just run it through. I go, you don't have to dry it. Just run it through and I'll dry it when I get home. But I'm not going back in that waiting room.
So you got a new car?
I've had a new car. I mean, I've had a car for a while. But, yeah, as part of it. That's why they do that. The service, like Nick said, for the first couple of years, like the rotation of the tires and oil changes and stuff.
Really?
They take
is that for everybody or just Joel Blank?
No, it's for everybody.
No, it's Toyota's.
Yeah.
Toyota does that? Yeah, they give you good maintenance and everything?
Uh-huh. For like the first 3 years.
Because I'm seriously considering a Tundra.
Yeah, I think the first 3 years.
I'm seriously considering one.
Yeah. I have a 4Runner and they do that deal. And then on top of it, I bought it at Demontron and Demontron has since eliminated Toyota from all their dealers, so I transferred it out to Fort Bend. But yeah, you get what is it, maintenance for life or something like that, and you get the first 3 years everything.
Really? Because I have a buddy in Marshall, Texas, that owns a Dodge and a Toyota place, so I know if I go up there, I'll get a really good deal. So I'm seriously considering that. I'm considering a Dodge too, but I've always had just Chevy trucks, so I don't know.
Toyota makes a really, really good truck. Dodge to me has always been like, when you get into it, you want that solid feel. And Dodge, to me, always feels like a little light, plasticky. And when you go over, like, from the axles and kind of how stable it is,
yeah,
I've never felt as comfortable.
Really? Because I had a Chevy Avalanche that, boy, you talk about a comfortable ride.
Those are, yeah.
That was nice. Okay, we got a question from a texter. We'll save it because I hear the music. But somebody wants our opinion on something. You know how we are.
We the have suspects, opinions.
Yeah, the suspects need help, and we provide that for them. So I'll read this, and we'll get this lined up in the next segment.
So if you want to get in where they have already gotten, that means you want to participate in the show. Whether you want us to participate offline or online, we can do both. The HR&P listener line, where you can call or you can text as many times as you'd like to Barry, is 713-780-3776. That's a text or call line. And, of course, you can reach us on Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we continue to roll on. James already wants to get in here and talk football, Barry. Is it too early?
It's never too early.
Okay. James, we want to talk about the Patriots record. Barry brought it up yesterday. What's up?
Yes, how are you?
Good, hey, sir. James, how's it going?
I just want to find out a couple of things. I think I heard earlier on, it probably wasn't on your show, but they said that New England is supposed to be the best team in football, and I understand it. They're going to go 16-0 for the season. I want to find out your opinion on this. Do you think they're going to go 16-0 for the season? And another question, I'd like to know if they was in a different conference, if there's another conference like the NFL East, do you think they'll go 16-0?
Hey, okay. appreciate the call, James. Joel?
We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I didn't think they would go 19-0, and I certainly don't, and I'll stick with that to say I don't think they'll go 16-0. I think that, you know, we talked about the grind of a season, whether it be in the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and I think that for as much as they had a lot of extra motivation last year with Brady and the suspension and all those other things, I just don't see it. I don't see it like you saw, you know, like when the Dolphins did it. It was a different era. It was a different time. But I think the competitive nature of the sport has increased. I think there's a lot more parity. But I'm just going to say no. And if they played in the NFC East, I would say that the chances would be less simply because it's a more competitive division than the one that they're in, but it sticks with my consistent. I'm consistent. No, across the board.
Yeah, I don't see it either. They do have a game. I'm trying to look at their schedule, and I don't trust the stuff that I have pulled up.
Day or just today?
Pretty much every day. But I have Patriots schedule 2017. So if this is to be believed, their opening game is the Chiefs, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's at home. On the road against the Saints, they'll win that. At home against the Texans, they'll win that. At home against the Panthers, they'll win that. On the road against the Bucks, that shouldn't be an issue. On the road against the Jets, they seem to have some problems with the Jets sometimes, yeah. But I don't know that that's going to be the case anymore. I don't think that they really get a test until October 22nd at home against the Falcons.
You don't think the Buccaneers, especially in Tampa?
No. I mean, that might be one of the, you know, I mean, they have the Chiefs at home, the Giants at home, but no, I don't, it's, no. I mean, I think the Bucs might be a wild card team this year. I'm going to have to go and look at their schedule and all that and do that whole thing like I did last year. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't look at this and go, ooh, the Bucs, that's the team that's going to beat them. But yeah, it looks like they could go, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7-0 before they face the Falcons. And I think the Falcons is one of those games that they might drop, even though they get them at home. They get the Chargers at home. And then they go on the road against the Broncos. So the Broncos is really maybe their toughest road test.
Date of that Chargers game.
Chargers game, October 29th.
So it won't be snow or cold. That's good for the Chargers and Phil, if Phil's going to sling it.
Then they have the Raiders at home on the 19th. So they have the Falcons and then the Broncos and Raiders back to back on the home and road. I mean, those are the three games that they're going to lose right now. You look at the schedule and you say, yeah, those might be one of those three games that they drop. I mean, the NFL is tough to go undefeated in.
Yeah.
And especially 19-0. So I just don't see it. I said as much yesterday. Are they good? Yeah. Does the schedule favor them? It looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing looks like a huge test for them. And I think his other question was if they were in the NFC East.
Yep.
Would they go undefeated? Well, no. I don't think they're going undefeated where they're at. So, no, I don't think if they were in the NFC East, they would go undefeated either, having to play the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles twice.
I mean, I would answer it this way. If I had to pick one team that could potentially go undefeated, yeah, maybe. You know, if you put a gun to my head, yeah, I'd probably pick the Patriots. But, no, I do not think they would go undefeated. No. Regardless of which division they'd be in.
And no, El Jefe. I don't think the Patriots will go undefeated, but I think the Packers will. You're wrong. I don't think they will either. So let's just put that to bed right now.
I was looking at I was trying to find the 2017 strength of schedule for each team combined 2016 records of all 16 opponents. And it looks like the Colts have the easiest schedule with a combined winning percentage of the teams of 42.4%. To give you an idea, I was trying to find the Patriots on this list. The Broncos have the hardest at 57.8.
Okay.
And the New England Patriots are kind of in the middle. They're at 12th with their schedule at 52.7%. So, no, I mean, again, I just don't. The Texans, if you're curious, tied for 25th. Their schedule has a 45.5 winning percentage. So that answers that. We promised before the break that we would do this question.
Oh, yeah.
On the text line. So here it is.
You promised.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I've been waiting for the usual suspects to ask this question because I know I have to know your opinion. Which do you have or hate or despise more? The person at the deli who puts in a detailed multiple sandwich order and delays the whole line, or the person who waits in the line only to then look at the menu and not know what they want when it's time for them to order? I experienced both today, and I'm having a bad day. Yeah, first of all, that would suck if you get those back-to-back.
Both in one day? Oof.
That's easy. It's the second one. Know what you want. If you're detailed and you at least know what you want, I can respect the fact that you have a huge order and you're detailed. Like, is the person detailed and not being, let me guess, on this sandwich, I'm thinking, maybe some lettuce, maybe some tomatoes, and they do the same thing for sandwich number 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I'd have a problem with it. But if you're detailed and you know your order, and it's big, I mean, that person can't help that. He's obviously bringing food for a lot of people.
Number one annoys me because if I'm hungry and I see that there's a short line, I'm thinking, good, this is not going to take long, and I will soon be enjoying a sandwich. And then all of a sudden they bust out the little folded up piece of notebook paper and you know, Marion Accounting needs, you know, a foot long.
I was going to say, I did a bit about this, I think, a while back when we talked about.
I would just be annoyed as hell. Whereas at least even if you don't know, when you figure it out, it's not going to be as long as them having to make 4 or 5 extra sandwiches.
I think I've ranted about this on this show before,
yes,
maybe on Sunday, where I talked about it's always that one chick. It's that bitch Tammy from accounting that comes in. And she's got that list because that's everyone's break, right? They send Tammy to Subway because no one can stand her. So it's like, Tammy, go make a sandwich run for all of us. And that's like your 20-minute break from Tammy. But yeah, she shows up. And to me, that's way more annoying than the dude that just doesn't know what he wants, or the chick that doesn't know what she wants. Oh, yeah. When you've got 13 sandwiches, look, you need to get in line 13 times then or something.
Oh,
or maybe,
no way.
Maybe just have a limit of you can order 2 sandwiches at a time. If you have a list of more than 2 sandwiches, you can go to hell. I hate you.
But at the same, and the other point is they should just call in if it's that big of a deal.
Agree. Call ahead. But like,
that
I don't
would be
mind
the courteous thing to do.
I don't mind when I used to work downtown. I was in the tunnel. There was a Subway in the tunnel, and I was in line there one day, and this lady was in front of me, and I'll never forget this. I've never seen a dumber person in a Subway, and I've seen some dumbass people in Subway, as we know. But this lady is standing in line ordering. She was like, let me get some of those red things. What? Like, you don't know what a tomato is? How do you? And some of those green things. That's a bell pepper. And she wasn't even like fat, so it's not like she hasn't seen a salad
you
before.
You could confuse it with lettuce.
I mean, no. I'm like, how do you not know the names of vegetables?
Okay,
how are you?
So to admit, like when I was at Chipotle, I kind of aggravated one of the because I didn't know it was called barbacoa. I just kept pointing at the
Let me get some of that barbecue. Let me get some of that brisket. Let me get some of that barbecue.
At one point, she was just like, look, it's called barbacoa, okay?
What is barbacoa?
You're like, look, Lupita, don't get an attitude with me.
It's like, what is it, shredded beef, I guess?
Yeah,
it's like
something like that.
Yeah, shredded meat. Yeah, fair and enough. It's really good at Chipotle, but...
It's tasty.
But yeah, I kept pointing at it or calling it brisket, and she got frustrated with me, so I was like,
I can't eat Chipotle. Every time I do...
Yeah,
the boiler room has a little issue.
Well, so I guess the answer, yeah, mine is the list person. I can deal with the one.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, I don't know. Even if it does take a while, I'd rather do that than have to sit through 12 sandwiches. Yep. And then there's always that one where they're like, oh, toasted. Oh, they didn't tell me if they wanted it toasted. Hold on, let me call them. You're like, no, bitch, get in the back of the line. This ain't no. No, I got to go. I got a show that starts at 1 o'clock. I can't wait for this.
I'm with you.
That drives me nuts.
I also
appreciate the person who has the money or wallet ready when the person, like when they say, okay, it's $7.94. I hate, and I'm sorry, but women do this a lot. They pull out the purse and they unzip the purse and they pull out the money wallet and they, you know what I mean? It takes like forever just for them to pay.
Yeah. Are they in the 409 or are you just hating on women? No, that's
general.
From the 409.
It's just in general.
So the person that texted us said, it's like you guys were here today. It was a ditzy chick with at least with a list of 5 to 6 sandwiches. I wanted to call her a bitch, but I stayed classy. Good for you.
Sorry you're having that day, though.
Yeah, you don't like it's okay to joke about it. And for the record, any females out there listening getting upset, don't worry. I call dudes bitches, too. Like, dudes are bitches also. So don't think of it as just a female thing. It's just a word. I'll call a chick an a-hole. I'll call a chick a douchebag. Yeah.
Yep.
So don't fret. It's not a male-female thing for me in that word. Trust me.
But Nick did call out females.
Yeah, of course. Specifically.
Yeah.
That was me. I ain't gonna lie. And they do the same thing when they back out of a parking spot. Dude, they get in the car.
You're just digging a hole.
They get in the car. Then they got to check the mirror. Then they got to, you know what I mean? Like, just back out of the parking spot so I can take the parking spot, dude.
At the grocery store? Oh, I hate that person. You see me waiting. Like, you see me sitting here with my blinker
on.
Yeah, you see me.
I used to get really mad at U of H because U of H, they've always had parking issues. And, dude, I would get so mad when I'm waiting for a parking spot and that person would take forever to get out.
Like, somebody said barbacoa is cheek meat. Whatever. What?
It tastes good to me. Whatever.
Yeah, it's
You're not going to disgust me.
Cheek is delicious.
Get some cheek.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking for some cheek. By the way, shout out to J-Dub in ATX, listening in Austin via the app, as all of you should. The more modern and technologically advanced way to go, download the app at ESPN97.5. And you can go to ESPN97.5.com, download that app, take us anywhere and everywhere, from the car to the airport to everywhere in between. We got plenty of show still to go, so if you want to join us, please do. HR&P listener line has some lines open. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter with Usual Suspects. We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I see you there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the man doesn't lie. We are The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, boy. It's early for this, but since you're back in studio, no time like the present. Jerry is here. Jerry!
What's up, boys? How's it going?
What's up, man?
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Barry. Anyway, I was at Subway, right, the other day, and I see this, like, poor lady come in there, and so I was, you know, I felt bad for her. I was like, you know, let me buy this lady lunch. You know, she probably doesn't have that much money, whatever. So I go, ma'am, I go, let me buy you a sandwich. She goes, oh, that's so sweet of you. Homegirl upgraded that thing to a foot long. She started throwing avocado on there, double meat. She started grabbing brownies, chips. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So she took me to the cleaners. I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah, you can't. You
should've. I don't know. I think that's the most annoying person at Subway.
What, the homeless?
That takes you to the bank?
Yeah. The homeless lady wiping you out over a foot long? Does she add bacon and all
dude,
that too?
Went, She went double meat on me.
Oh.
Double meat. She's like, yep, double meat that. And avocado is like 40 cents extra. She's like, let me get some avocado on there.
Man, I'd have been like, no. No, you can get a
I'm done helping light. People because yeah. I went to Shipley's the other day. There's a homeless guy outside. So I go up to him. I say, hey, man, you want something from inside? And he goes, yeah, yeah. He goes, can I get a drink? I say, yeah, what do you want? And he goes, oh, let me get an orange juice and a chocolate milk and, you know, and a Coke.
What?
I was like, all right, fine, no problem. I'll get it for you. So I go, you sure you're not hungry or anything? He goes, no, I don't want any donuts. I'm diabetic. Yeah, okay, buddy. Keep doing you.
But he got orange juice and a chocolate milk?
He got a chocolate milk, orange juice, and a Coke. And I was like, you want a glazed donut? He's like, no, it's too sweet. I was like, okay. You buddy.
But I tell you what, you got to give these people credit for being strategic because we were going to play hoops two Saturdays ago, and my buddy wanted to stop at Shipley's. And dude was sitting at Shipley's right outside the door, and everyone that walked through the door, he's like, I'm looking for a chocolate glazed. And then someone else would walk in, he goes, I'm looking for powdered sugar. And he was just mixing it up, but he was just – he kept throwing them out there like, if I'm going to get some food, I'm going to get it where people are going into – like if he wants donuts, he just sat there the whole morning.
First of all, good for Jerry for helping the homeless and people that are hungry. Second of all, shame on them for being a-holes about it.
Yeah.
That would piss me off. I'm not going to lie. If a dude was like, hey, I'll buy you a sandwich. Yeah, let me get a foot long.
Would you jump in?
Yeah. I would be like, too. No, bro. I'm not. This ain't.
I've been there, and there's once it happens, once you've made the offer to buy the sandwich and that person starts doing that, there's nothing you can say.
Yeah, oh, there, yes, is.
Stop. Whoa.
I couldn't do it.
And you
I
couldn't?
I can see why Jerry couldn't either.
Like, I totally would. I'd be like, hey, man, look, I'm not trying to be a dick about it, but don't take advantage of my niceness. That's exactly what I would tell him.
Wow.
I'm going to buy you a sandwich, but I don't need you going crazy.
I'd be like, bro, I'm not trying to keep you nourished for a week. I'm buying you a sandwich for lunch, so let's keep it within the realm of possibility.
Either that or letting it all the way up to the counter and then just run out. Can't pay for
it. Like, wow, bro, sorry, I forgot my wallet. I got to go back and get
that thing.
Put it
on Subway. They'll feel bad. They got to help the homeless.
Yeah, right.
Y'all got money.
Yeah,
they don't have to. But, man.
We are confirming that barbacoa is cheek meat from a cow.
Whatever.
Somebody said, and Tyler, producer T. Scott came in and was like, bro, I don't know what barbacoa is. It's like they just cook a cow's head. All the meat falls off. And that's what a texter said. All barbacoa is made from slow cooking a whole cow's head until all the meat falls off. It's delicious.
I don't know if Tyler.
First of all.
Look, Tyler may or may not know this, but I'm sure they like gut the head first.
No, I was going to say. Brain food, baby.
They leave? I know they don't like. That's head cheese when you start eating the brain.
Well, you get head cheese and brain food all in your barbacoa.
But do they like take the eyeballs and the teeth out?
I would
and
assume
stuff?
So.
Are you going to like. Is it going to bite you back?
I would assume so.
Okay. Because that's scary.
You hate to take a big ass bite and get a little bit of a tufus in there.
Yeah, no. I'm bite a filling with a filling. Nope. What's the update on our powder?
That's right.
Chocolate.
Where's the
legal
chocolate.
Lean that you wanted to do on the air?
Yeah.
So I got the email yesterday. He said he sent it a 2-day priority. I believe he sent me the tracking number too. So
2-day priority. So it'll be here Thursday.
Yes, at the latest.
Okay.
It should be here Thursday because I got that email yesterday.
So Friday of this week, I'm snorting chocolate on the air whatever this is called. What is this? What is it? I forget.
It's legal Nestle's lean, quick. And it's a powder form, and you're going to snort it.
It's called legal lean.
Yeah.
It's an energy powder. Are we going to get him on the air before? Is that what we're going to do?
That's what I plan on doing. I'm hoping we can schedule him. I'm pretty sure he's going to be cool about it. His name is Nick. I forget his last name.
Well, you already can't trust the guy now.
Well, and he's going to be on one segment probably before you do it. And then we'll do a Facebook Live. So not only will you hear from the guy who, you know, started the company Legal Lean, then you'll do like a Facebook Live and
snort it live
and we'll see
on air and on Facebook and see. And I want to do this early, though. I want to see how the whole show goes with me all cracked out on chocolate.
So we should
powder.
Do this in the first hour?
Yeah. I want him like 1:15.
What if you can't do the rest of the show and you leave Joel hanging?
No.
First of all, you should be excited about that because if he can't, that's more time for you.
But
if I get all like high like LSD and jump out the window, boom, problem solved. Everyone's happy.
He'll be polkaing down the hallway with Trey.
I can't believe you're really going to do this, man. That's crazy.
Why?
Because you're snorting it?
That's, yeah, let's find out.
It's chocolate.
I've never snorted anything in my life,
by the way.
It's chocolate.
It's not LSD.
Yeah, well, I've never done coke. I've never done, like, remember when people, we were talking about people snorting Smarties? Yeah. Like chopping up Smarties. What? Yeah, I've never done anything like that. So this is going to be interesting to see. I'm guessing it's going to make me like choke. Like I'm going to be all like gagging.
Yeah, I think you're going to like cough maybe.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
Think about the after effects though. You'll have chocolate boogers.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
See? So for about gross. A week, you'll have like hors d'oeuvres because you'll have chocolate boogers.
That's so gross.
Yeah, you're going to be like coughing up.
Now you're making me question my decision.
Well, if the disclaimer that I sent you wasn't enough.
What disclaimer?
You might have some
cheese. I texted you the disclaimer.
Which was?
Hold on, I'm looking for
it
now.
If you die, it ain't our fault.
Pretty much. It pretty much said, oh, here it is. All right, consumers, number one, consume responsibly. Not recommended for children or pregnant women. May you're impair out. Your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and what? May cause health problems.
Oh, Barry, what?
Statements
Barry's
have not been
home.
Number two, statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Number three, these products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah, well, duh.
But the first one, may impair your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems. Wow, they just left that out like super vague, just super broad.
Huh.
Health problems, what? Like kidney problems?
Barry,
liver problems?
Very.
Lung problems?
I mean, one time, right? One time's not going to hurt. If I get addicted to this stuff, I'm going to be mad.
A lot of dead people.
I'm going to be like, man, that was amazing. This is the best show I've ever done. Don't worry about it. I'm running home. Like, I'm all crazy, cracked out.
A lot of dead people have said one time won't kill them.
That's true. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
It's going to be must listen radio on Friday.
Yeah.
When I snort. What is in it? Do you have the ingredients?
I'll look it up right now, but I don't have it in front of me.
I want to know. I remember reading like it's an energy thing, right? Like it's a.
That's why
there
the
was
kids
like
are taking it.
Guarine and taurine and all the things that are in like a Red Bull, but you snort it.
So it gets in your system quicker.
Yeah. So I'm feeling like what's going to happen is I'm going to snort this. And then I'm just going to freak out and be super, like, excited. So if I do a lot of screaming on the show, you'll know why. It's because I'm cracked out on chocolate powder.
So for one day, we'll know why. Now, Nick, we got to make sure that he gets deep into the text line that day after he snorts. Because the reactions to some of these texts could be all world.
So he said he's sending a free promotional package, too. There's the legal lean, and then there's... like the syrup, and then there's... I don't even know
what... Do I have to mainline the syrup?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do I have to tie myself off and shoot it up with a needle?
I guess we'll have to wait when we get the package.
I think you should do both right away.
Just like cooking the syrup on a spoon. Like, what's going
Everybody's
on here?
Walking by the kitchen down the hall. What the hell? What is someone
Barry's
making brownies?
A crackhead. Yeah, I'll be in here like freebasing the syrup. Hey, man, I'm really excited right now. So he's sending a couple of different things.
Yeah, he just called it a free promotional.
Okay. So
packet.
I'm definitely snorting the stuff on Friday. We'll see about the rest of the stuff. Maybe I'll do the other stuff on Monday.
It's considered a dietary supplement. Consult your physician if you are unsure about the use of any supplement.
Yeah, I'm unsure about snorting anything.
1.25 ounces, so I don't know if you're going to consume the entire thing.
Does it say what it's in it? What, like the ingredients?
Endorphin rush. Endorphin rush.
Okay.
When endorphins are released, it triggers a positive feeling of well-being in your body. For example, the
Nick,
feeling...
you're going to look really sexy to Barry on
Friday. I was going to say, if I am like AJ and get an erection on there, that's going to be really weird. It's going to be crazy. For no reason, though. At least he had a reason. Mine would just be like, I don't know, just like, you know, waking up in the morning or something.
Someone knocking on the door? No, that's Barry under the table. Okay, the chocolate must be kicking in.
We're still getting people telling us about barbacoa. The tongue is removed, that's thrown in the grill and made into tacos. It's called lingua. Yeah, I know. My wife tricked me into eating that one time.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, my wife tricked me into eating tongue. And
I know bird's tongue.
What? Bird?
That's bird tongue.
I've never heard of
that. There's a lot of cultures that eat
bird tongue.
A lot
of people like cow tongue.
Yeah, I was going to say, my wife tricked me into eating cow tongue, and I actually kind of liked it. It wasn't bad. I really couldn't tell it was tongue. It didn't lick me back or anything, so that was good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woj is reporting, by the way, Portland has traded Alan Crabb to Brooklyn for Andrew Nicholson. The reason why I say that is because that's probably another one bites the dust in terms of potential homes for Ryan Anderson. Portland was considered to be a third team that would have been interested in him, so you might want to scratch them off the list.
Okay. I love this show because you guys literally ran it about Subway like I did earlier today. Glad to know I'm not crazy. I see Barry giving Barry Warner a 15-second French kiss before he jumps out the window.
That would be up. Now, that we better be Facebook Live.
That was about you, Mike. Don't do it, Barry. I don't want you to be in love with the cocoa. That's true. You got to play that while I'm snorting it.
Yeah,
you
got
to play I'm in love with the cocoa while I'm snorting
sure.
whatever chocolate powdered drink milk thing mix this is.
And then play White Line.
And then Joel's going to freebase the scissorp. Because he's sending some syrup, right? Okay. So is the syrup like something you put in like Sprite? Like really? Because the company is called Legal Lean.
Right.
So like lean is, you know, lean is oil. It's that purple drink.
Right.
So is this Legal Lean? Is that really what this is, the syrup? Because I'll do that too, but you guys may have to give me a ride home or something.
Yeah, I mean,
neither one of us go that way.
I made the assumption. I just kind of assumed that the Coco Loco was the one that you're going to get. Like the powder product, which was the one
you're going to get. So the Coco Loco is like, so the way this all got started, Four Loco was like the energy drink and beer or alcohol, right? So it both. So I guess Coco Loco is similar to that, but it's all the energy stuff and none of the alcohol.
Right, and it lists a bunch of things. Like, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but serotonin sure. rush, euphoric energy, calm Ooh, focus, yeah, and then the endorphin rush that I was telling you about, which I don't even know if I'm pronouncing right. Endorphin. I guess it's endorphin.
Are. Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah, so Coco Loco, I'm on their website, and I don't see the syrup. I'll look for the syrup. Oh, there it is, Legal Lean Syrup. Yeah.
Oh, it's first, on now. It's on the front page, yeah.
Yeah, it's on now. I'm going to do that syrup, too. We'll see how that goes. Oh, they do have a purple drink syrup.
Yes. That sounds legal.
I'm doing this. Yeah, you guys may actually have to give me a ride home on Monday.
Yeah,
but we'll see how it goes.
By the way, I stand corrected. David Wiener, otherwise known as @BimAthug, who is our capologist, tells me that with the crab trade, Portland's payroll tax burden isn't quite so painful, and it could be easier for Portland to take on Ryan Anderson. Okay, so keep an eye on that. We've got plenty more to get to. The Astros win again, albeit with a rain delay, as the Peacock finally was unable to cash in on a big offensive game, but the Astros still get another win. Talk about that as we head towards the trade deadline, and a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
A high fly ball to right center field, and that one is gone. Home run number 13 for McCann, his 22nd against the Phils in his career, and his 13th here at Citizens Bank Park.
Different uniform, same result.
We talk about the dog days, catchers wear more than anybody. 2-1 pitch is hit well into right center field. Bregman, he goes yard. Back-to-back jacks from the Astros. Alex Bregman joins the double-digit home run club, his 10th of the year, and it's 2-0 Houston.
There you get both sides of the spectrum and the emotions that go with it. The first one, CSN Phillies call it the McCannon ball.
McCannon ball.
And the
that
second
one was sad.
One, Todd and Blummer giving you a little bit of the Bregman bomb. That was all part of another offensive explosion for your home nine, who continue to roll with the bats.
First of all, that Philly one was depressing.
Yeah. You know, so Todd Kallas.
Let's be real, though. They ain't got a lot to cheer for right now.
But Todd Kallas, who's the TV play-by-play voice of the Astros, mm-hmm. his dad is a Hall of Fame broadcaster, mm-hmm. Harry Kallas, who used to do games like that for the Phillies, but it was because of his voice and his tempo that he could get away with it, because he was very deep with the pipes, and he could... You'd still be engaged with it.
Yeah, these dudes, like, you could
this
hear
guy
the defeat.
Was half asleep.
You could hear the defeat in their voice. Different. What did he say?
Different
uniform,
team.
same result. Like, he was so sad. He's like, "Damn it, man! It'd be great if he just quit." You know what? I can't. I'm out of here. I'm gone. Bye.
Just end me
just
right
like,
now.
I'm done. I hate this place. I hate this team. That'd
so,
be great
again because of my pessimism, which I still haven't gotten over. over completely where when the Astros get down by a run or two, I always go, oh, man, I feel really bad. And then they just blow up in the next couple innings and get a whole bunch of runs, and they're good. But last night, and those skies were ominous. Those clouds coming in from the outfield, and I kept looking at how dark, and I'm like, oh, no, man, because that looks like a big one, which means Peacock's not coming back after they have the rain delay. And then if they go to a Musgrove or they go to a Feliz, I'm like, oh, no. You know, Peacock's been pitching really well.
This team, after rain delays, is ass kickers.
Yes. Just came and put it on them.
Yeah. It was good to see A.J. Hinch, like, managing, like, a National League manager doing, double switches and stuff like that. So that was kind of – as a baseball dork, I kind of missed that a little bit just from the standpoint of the strategy involved.
Yep.
But it is kind of nice just to watch, you know, this team put up numbers like they are in the American League, because you get to see that most of the time. How about Brad Peacock getting his first hit?
Yeah, he was fired up about it.
Yeah, he was pumped. They almost got thrown out at first. Did you see him hustling in there?
Yes.
At the end? That was nice. And then I guess we have to start with the fact that Jose Altuve –
oh, my God.
Goes 4-for-4 again. Been on base 9 straight times. Gets pulled for a double switch again, but he's now hitting .365. And I think people around the league are starting to – I'm starting to see articles that say Jose Altuve is the new front runner for the MVP in the American League.
I was just
going to
bring that up. I mean, and obviously Trout's been hurt, but is there a better or more deserving candidate right now in the American League?
Well,
Aaron Judge has had a slump now.
Yeah, they were making the point about that, and they were saying the Judge is hitting like 150-something.
Since the break.
Yeah, but if you look at the war, I think in 10 days, from what I read, in 10 days, Altuve has gained a full point, jumped Judge by a full point in wins above replacement, which is ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
To do that. Yeah, so he's at a 5.8. Aaron Judge is at a 5.4. The Astros still have two guys in the top five, and Correa, who has a 4.9. So, yeah, it's nuts. And you look at Jose Altuve's numbers, it's ridiculous. So he's hitting here. Let me pull up the full list here. He's hitting .365, 15 home runs, 59 RBIs, .431 on base percentage, which is crazy.
Yes.
To be getting on base 43% of the time. He's slugging .574, and he has an OPS of 1.005.
The streak is alive right now at 9 straight, I believe. 9 straight times he's reached base.
Yeah.
With either a walk or a hit. And I was mad because I wanted him to get the 5-hit game, because they were just saying he's trying to – I think Bagwell has the 5 – and he's trying to catch – I don't know if he's ever had a 5-hit game.
I don't know. If I was betting, I would say, yeah, he has.
He either's had one, and Bagwell leads the franchise in 5-hit games, but I was like, oh, no. Leave him in there to see if he can get one more crack at it. And the other thing that you got to keep in mind that this team keeps doing very, very well is persevering through injuries. Because, again, Springer got hurt last night making that play on that ball in the outfield with that quick turn and pivot, and they didn't miss a beat.
Right. So he's got 62 – they've got 62 games left.
So or 63. Tonight is a hundo.
Yeah, so tonight is a hundo. So they've got 63 games left. He is sitting at 138 hits. That means he needs 62 more hits to hit 200 to get 200 again, which would be his fourth straight season.
He'll get it.
Getting 200 hits. Can he average a hit a game?
Yes.
Because he's averaging more than that right now.
If he played all road games, he'd get it half the time. No kidding. I mean, he's on fire on the road.
He's got 96 games played. He's got 138 hits. The numbers would tell you that this dude is going to get 200 hits again for the fourth straight season. That's absolutely insane. And then not to mention that, you know, he's hitting with a little bit of power. He's got 15 home runs that ties his second best season ever. When in 2015 he hit 15. Obviously last year he hit 24. I was looking at some things like how good this Astros offense is. So four guys, they showed a thing last night on the broadcast. Four guys in the top 20 in average slugging and OPS. Four guys in the top 20. They've scored 581 runs, which leads the majors. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Does Marwin qualify? Because, he doesn't qualify right now for any kind of batting title or anything else, average-wise, because of the fact he doesn't have enough at-bats.
Right, but he will, I think, because of the next 6 weeks.
I mean, he should, but
he'll catch up.
Does he factor into the four?
Yes, he was one of the four.
So it's him, Springer, Correa, Altuve.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they've scored 581 runs. That leads the majors. Only one other team has scored over 500 runs in the American League, and that's the Yankees. At 517. So they're a full almost 70 runs better than the Yankees, who are the second highest scoring team in the American League. And the National League, three teams have scored above 500 runs. The Dodgers have 506. The Rockies and the Nats have 540. Now, this was during the games last night, so these numbers are, you know, maybe a little off based off of West Coast games and so forth. But they're a full 40 runs better than the best teams in the National League, the Nats and the Rockies, as far as scoring runs. Now, here's a list of every category that they are first in the majors, not the American League, in the majors in, all right?
Okay.
In hitting. Runs, hits, doubles, home runs, total bases, RBIs, average, on base, slugging, OPS, strikeouts, they're the lowest, sacrifice flies, catcher interferences, at bats per home runs, and extra base hits. They lead the majors in all those categories.
How many categories do they not lead the majors in?
Yeah, that it would have been easier.
That might be a better question.
It would have been this. The offensive output that they're putting up right now is ridiculous. That at bats per home run, 21. So when you think about, there's what, at least 27 at bats. Mm-hmm. They're averaging a home run a game.
And think about the double streak that continues.
Yeah. So it's nuts what this team is doing, and all we talk about is their pitching.
Are we at 58 now, or 59 games in a row with at least one double?
I don't remember. I want to say it's 58, but I could
be
off.
It's like 58 or 59 there.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will correct that.
And speaking of hitting, can we keep Charlie Morton out of the batter's box tonight? Charlie Morton, the flip side of Brad Peacock, who got his first hit last night. His last at-bat was definitely one he'd like to forget as he takes the mound at a ballpark he knows well, because he was with the Phillies, and he took the mound four times in April of 2016, but he had a hamstring injury that knocked him out the remainder of the season. It happened in an at-bat at Citizens Bank Park as he was trying to bunt.
Yeah, let's not do that.
If I'm AJ Hinch, I'd tell him, leave it on your shoulder.
Yeah, take a walk.
Take three or a walk and keep going.
Yeah, for sure. Don't mess around. Nestor Carmona said if Altuve goes 0 for 82 in his next 82 at-bats, he'd still be batting 300. That's
good contribution from Nestor Carmona right there, too.
Pretty strong.
There you have it. Eric Resendez, you're on the clock. All right, so we are got 1 hour in the books, two to go, plenty more of the big show. If there's things on your mind you want to talk about, Astros, Rockets, whatever, give us a call, 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line where you can call, you can text, or hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.